This is a test to see how long it takes to read a page of handwritten text into an audio format at a fairly relaxed pace. It is written on a plain ruled bond pad of standard A4 size without line breaks or paragraphs. In addition to the audio test, this page will also be typed out in standard 12-point Arial single space type to gauge how the handwritten page translates onto a screen. I've been told that in the past I have quite small handwriting, but this is fine for me because it helps with efficiency. I don't get to handwrite enough things these days, even though it is amongst the most relaxing and sanity-affirming activities that anyone can undertake. Amongst my favourite tools for the act of handwriting are the Uniball brand Signo Gel Grip model number UM151. It is a comfortable size, good build quality for its price, and I've also found it has reliable ink dispensing qualities, but that ink does not smear or give me the usual lefty stain that I have experienced in many other models of pen. I also prefer to write on bond pads, which makes staplers indispensable, as the pages essentially become loose-leaved after I've torn them off. Apart from these three things, the only accessories I've ever needed are music and perhaps a good keyboard. Part of the allure of writing is the simplicity of it. I don't even need a power source for it. However, there are a couple of caveats that might prevent someone finding pleasure in writing. It requires a certain mindset, one that I'm not always in, despite my best efforts to court it through action and practice. Attention span is something else that needs fine-tuning. You need to write lots if you want to get the benefit of it, but you don't want to slip into boredom. Finally, I also find handwriting is only good for journaling and the like. As you can probably gather by this page, I inevitably fall into the trap of only talking about myself. The link between mind and pen is too strong, and keyboards help me get out of my head.